Part of the American response to the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan in 1979 was a threat to boycott the 1980 Moscow Summer Olympics. The Soviet troops stayed put, and the boycott went ahead, led by US President Jimmy Carter. To a greater or lesser extent, dozens of countries joined the protest.
Minuty se zahraničními zpravodaji.
A few weeks before the games began, Czechoslovak radio broadcast an edition of its regular feature Spectrum, condemning the boycott.
Je to prostě krátkozraká politika a škodí nejen olympijským hrám.
This is short-term politics. Not only does it damage the Olympic Games, but the whole Olympic movement. The main victims of this campaign by the American president are the athletes themselves.
Proti olympijské amerického prezidenta jsou pak především sami sportovci.
And Czechoslovak radio's correspondent in New York, Michal Staš, sent a dispatch quoting several American athletes who opposed the boycott, as well as one of the senior American Olympic officials, former decathlete Bob Mathias.
Our position is we should have the games in Moscow. Let's beat the heck out of them and let the politicians do something else politically.
At this point, the English fades under the translation, although the correspondent is careful to leave out the bit about beating the heck out of them. On July the 19th, 1980, a spectacular opening ceremony took place in Moscow, with Czechoslovak radio reporting live as the Olympic torch was lit. Czechoslovakia sent over 200 athletes, who came home with 14 medals, including two golds. The final of the football at the Lenin Stadium was between Czechoslovakia and the 1976 champions, East Germany. And that was the moment in the 78th minute when Jindřich Svoboda scored the winning goal that earned him the nickname the Golden Foot. Kicked in right after he'd nearly headed the ball past the East German keeper. He later joked that he could have become the Golden Head. Politics continued to beset the Summer Olympics, and 4 years later, in 1984, it was tit for tat as the communist countries boycotted the games in Los Angeles. At that time, the shot putter, Helena Fibingerová, who had won bronze in 1976, told Czechoslovak radio that she was heartbroken to be staying at home. But she also added,
Ale stavím se za stanovisko našeho olympijského výboru, protože v určitých kruzích...
I share the view of our Olympic committee, because in certain circles an abnormal situation has emerged which threatens the purity of the Olympic spirit, and we all need to understand this. Eight years later, following the end of the Cold War, the Olympics in Barcelona in 1992 were the first in two decades to be boycott-free. They were also the last to include Czechoslovakia as a single country.